Can't get enough Slug? New and exclusive online content goes live each week at slugmag.com.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Elliot Sechrist. I'm in the Ditch in the Delta with Corey Quist on bass and Charles Bogus on drums. The Ditch in the Delta releases our first full-length album, May 12th. Concerning our lyrics, I guess one thing I think about is people try to use social justice warrior as a derogatory term, which is completely ridiculous to me, because I think the biggest thing that matters in life is justice. So the reason I talk about what I talk about is because I don't think you can remove personal life from politics. And I don't need to grandstand, and that's why I pull myself into my lyrics a lot, is so here's something I care about, environment. And then, yes, I know that I drink more whiskey than any human should ever drink, but I still care about the planet and people. I care about people dying. I care about war. I'm anti-systems that give some people a lot and take away life for others. Growing up in Utah, it's hard to remove myself from Utah. And everybody who lives here, I think, understands the love and hate of living here, wanting to leave, but also the beauty of it and the amazing people that are here. Just growing up as a young Mormon kid who was not into Mormonism, which is very common in Utah, I lied my way till I was about almost 20. One day, it all lifted off my shoulders. And so all of our lyrics, they always have a connection to Utah and the culture here, and dominant culture or the counterculture, and ways that I think I can speak about it and not come off like I'm just grandstanding and telling people the right way to live, or just that I think I know better than them. In Hives in Decline, we talk about not only my personal experience with my family and mental illness and whatever may have come up occasionally that I view stemming directly from Mormonism. We also talk about female writers wanting to speak at a college and being too scared to speak at the college because bomb threats. Although I don't play video games, the whole Gamergate thing that came out and these women being threatened and their families being threatened just for wanting more representation in their world, which was gaming. Anita Sarkeesian was speaking at a college in Utah, and not only did it get bomb threats, the state refused to check for guns at her speech, so she refused to speak because she felt threatened, rightfully so. And so the song Fuck on Asphalt is about angry boys, essentially. That's one of the lines, that are so vicious, so dangerous online. But if you were to meet them, they're, you know, who knows what they would be about. So the song is just talking about feeling threatened by somebody just wanting their place in the world, and me being really upset at people feeling threatened about people just wanting to speak their mind somewhere. It starts off with peeled eyelid stares of angry boys. So my earliest bands that I learned how to play music in, I pushed as hard as possible, played as fast as possible, and now listening back after, you know, a couple decades or a decade, I suppose, they seem like I'm kind of playing over my head, or just, it seems like music a young person would be writing. With the We Rust EP, I was deliberately conservative with our song structures, and we got really good reviews. I think people like simplicity. And so with Hives in Decline, we didn't want to run away from that. Like, I like the fact that somebody can listen to it and have a really accessible experience that they immediately enjoy. They don't have to listen to it a million times. But the difference is I kind of blended my earliest work with the We Rust EP. We have a bunch of odd song structures where the song works to the bridge, the center of the song, and almost the mirror image works its way out of the song, and then there'll be like a tag on the end that, you know, it's obviously the ending. And then there's also tunes that were just through composed, where we didn't concern ourselves so much with verse, chorus, verse, bridge. So that's how our song structures have gone beyond the beginning EP. And then not a whole lot of concern for verse, chorus, verse, but there is a lot of concern for continuity, whether that be melodically or rhythmically. And so it sounds like a whole work. It doesn't sound like a bunch of jumbled riffs glued together. So as far as being on the Atlas Moth guitarist label, which is called Gypsy Blood, that isn't being on a label, it's just using his name. On the same label, Dave from Battleground, his band God Hunter was on that label as well. You know, he was aware of who put records out on that, and so he heard us, and he's been nothing but nice, called us, told us how much he loved the EP, and has always just kind of been contacting us here and there, and so when we were finally asked if we wanted to do a record, we went for it, and it's just a handshake deal. Everything's 50-50. He's got us on a couple festival dates. Just an all-around great person. Him and his wife run the label. I think they just barely break even, if anything. And that's how we got on Battleground. We started recording in August of 2016. We were finishing up a bunch of the last-minute stuff before, like, days before we even went into the studio. Andy Patterson of Sabroza recorded us. I sent Gentry Densley a text just to see if he would want to come and just solo over a really static riff. The specific riff is in Fuck on Asphalt. He showed up on his lunch break, recorded four solos, and asked if we could work with that. And we kept all of them and just kind of faded in and out of all of them. And it's one of the highlights on the record for me. Hives in Decline, our debut album, comes out May 12th, and our release show is at Beehive Social Club at 666 South State. Surprisingly, a bunch of bands asked if they could hop onto the bill, which we don't have a huge following, so it was a surprise to us. So Crow Killer has been added, Die Off, and then Despite Despair will be opening for us. And then the first 20 people to the show get a record for $10. And then they go up to 15 after that. And the show is $5. So this song is called Mud, and it's the story it's telling is specifically about my mom and my views of the detriment that religious belief can inflict on a person. And musically, if you're familiar with any of the Northwest chaotic metal hardcore bands like Botch and all those bands, it's very akin to that, and I specifically aimed for that sound. I wanted the song to be angry, and this song is called Mud. Mud. So you can find The Ditch in the Delta on Bandcamp, Facebook, and Instagram. We hope you'd come to our release show. Unfortunately, we are playing the same night as Gentry, who plays on our record. Our show is all ages. His is not. So you could potentially catch both, and I hope you do.
Sponsored by 90.9 FM KRCL Radio. Listen for Bowie, The Clash, My Morning Jacket, and Bon Iver. Listen today, 90.9 FM.